It's over. The Easter Sunday has come and gone, leaving a warm glow of hope and renewal in its wake. But with the decorations taken down and the special programs concluded, what's next? We'll get into that and more on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
The Church Solutions Podcast. This is episode number 426. I wrote it down somewhere. Where did I write it? 425. I guess it's 425.
All right.
I'm Phil Thompson, by the way, if anybody cares.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
All right, we're here.
Almost to the Chrysler Hemis, huh?
Almost, yeah. All right. Well, we'll get enough of the engine stuff. I mean, we lose people. We lose people from the get-go, but then we really lose them when we talk about engines.
But, all right. Let's move on. What are we talking about today?
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk. So it's after Easter, right? And it's Easter's done. And I don't know about you, but because I was in pastoral ministry for so long, we did a lot of work up until Easter started. So we did all, we actually used the Easter service or the Easter date as a benchmark to like, okay, we need to paint this, we need to do this, we need to clean up the woman's bathroom, we need to, you know, remodel this. And so we would work really hard up until Easter, you know, get it all set for Easter, then have this big Easter service. And then after Easter, it was like, okay, we're done. It's over. It's done. And so, so that was kind of the deal there. So we didn't talk about the webinar, but anyhow, we'll just talk about the webinar at the end here. So you know, it was kind of like we would just exhale and everybody would be done, and that was the deal. Now, what I want to say here today is that, great, I know it's been a lot of work, it's a lot of effort, but you need to kind of keep moving here. You need to keep the momentum going, is what we're saying here. And don't just give up and say, okay, we're done now till Christmas, you know. So there's a lot of great opportunities now because of Easter. And if you don't move forward on those things, you'll many times miss opportunities.
Yeah. And the top three are coming up, right? Or the top three, Easter, Mother's Day, and Christmas. So Mother's Day often gets neglected.
That's true. Mother's Day is a big time, a big opportunity to do things. And so in fact, I remember, we're gonna get off track here, but oh well, it seems like when I was working with Jeff Love, your pastor, I think we decided that we would, on Mother's Day, didn't we kick off something that was real manly, you know, because we figured, okay, you know, the wives, the mothers are going to bring, they're going to drag the husbands and drag what everybody along. And so let's do a series that would appeal to men.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what we did. I think that's
an interesting, you know, it's thinking outside the box there, huh?
Yeah. Well, Jeff is good at that. He is good at that. I don't know if he still does that stuff.
Mother's Day, we're going to have a manly.
Yeah, so. I think it put an engine on the platform or something. I don't know what he did. But people don't know this, but when the church that I used to be a part of, that's where I met Steve in the 90s. And then I went off to Kansas and did a church and then came back. And the church I was with, the church Steve is at, built a whole new facility. And one of the things that Jeff Love, the senior pastor, really wanted was he wanted a big stage, a good platform that you could drive a car on. And sure enough, that's what you guys did, right? You ended up having cars on the thing. And so I think he took advantage of that opportunity, which made a lot of sense. That makes sense. You know, I mean, you got to, so we're off track here, but let's just go on here. So what I'm getting at here, by the way, if you're keeping track at home, if you're keeping score at home, you can go to blog.streamingchurch.tv, blog.streamingchurch.tv, and you can see the notes. And so far, nothing what we've talked about so far are in these notes, but we're going to get to it. But I'm kind of setting it up is that, look, it's over, Easter's over, but let's move forward. So here are six things, maybe more, six things that we can talk about that you can keep going with now that the Easter service is done?
Yes. So the first one is nurture new connections.
All right. So nurture new connections. How do you do that?
Well, one thing is you make sure you follow up, or you try to connect with those that are in the service. So number two is to follow up. And our church you're referencing did something I wasn't familiar with, but I thought was a pretty good idea. They gave away raffle tickets to I guess first timers, or maybe just about everybody. I was in the back during the services, so they gave away raffle tickets, and the hook was in 2 weeks we were going to have a kind of a family affair with jumping castles and have a big party and all that stuff. And if you brought your raffle tickets back, then you got, you know, you increased your chances of winning. I guess they're going to give away some raffle stuff. I don't think they're giving away a car or anything, but I don't know what they're giving away.
We're giving away a car.
Yeah. You get a car. So anyway, they've never done that in the past that I'm aware of, but I thought it was a kind of a good idea to draw people back after the service to just grab your raffle ticket and come back in 2 weeks and participate in the family event. So, I mean, the whole goal, I think, of most churches is to have an Easter event and have it stick with the new people that are coming. And so that they eventually check your church out either further. And, you know, number one thing is nurture new connections. So, you know, during the service and you really prep your team to make sure you're extra friendly. One of the guys that I'm actually meeting later today that's in charge of groups has a saying that makes sure everyone it is I'm going to lose it. It's that, you know, that they feel known and loved. So that was one of the keys, is you're running into new people, make sure that you know them and they feel known and they feel welcome, you know?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, absolutely. And follow up is a real important thing. So if there's any ways we beat this drum a lot, right? I mean, we've talked about, like, when you do streaming video and you get people that give you your email address or fill out a connection card on streaming video, you should follow up with them right away. And so if you haven't done that with these new connections, we really encourage you to do that, because these are people that stepped out of their comfort zone to mm-hmm. come to your church. And maybe they've been there before, but they, you know, they don't come often, or maybe they've never been there before, but they stepped out of their comfort zone to see what was going on. And if you can reach out to them, and I like what you just said there, make sure they feel known and make them feel loved.
He had three key words and I forgot the first one. I'm really messing it up, but yeah.
Seen, known, and loved. I don't know. Maybe.
Think that is it. Seen, known, and loved. Yes.
We see you. Yes. Well, yeah. And, you know, I've said this before, and I hate to rub it in, but when there was a church I was working with at one point, I wasn't a senior pastor, but I was the executive pastor, and they opened up a new facility, and they went from like 25, 30 people to 60, 70, 80 people almost instantly, you know, and yet, there was very little follow-up, if any, and there was just not a lot of understanding on how to make people feel welcomed. And that went on for a long time. And there was even to the point where new people would actually complain about it on their connection cards, you know, when they would put something on their card. And it's kind of sad, you know, but to their credit, after I hit them over the head a few times in team leader meetings, board meetings, that started to change. But you really need to go out of your way. And that means for you as leaders, because, you know, a lot of leaders are introverts. Most people won't believe that. They feel like, well, if you're up there speaking all the time or involved in leadership, you must be an extrovert. And the truth is, most of them aren't. Most of them are introverts. And so it's uncomfortable. I mean, even as a senior pastor that I was for 8 years, it's kind of uncomfortable for me to reach out to somebody, you know?
I know I mean, our senior pastor, he's told me before, he goes, I would much rather go into an audience of 5,000 than an audience of five,
Yes.
walk into a room of five. He said that just terrifies him. But the 5,000, he's like, yeah, I'm good. So,
Yeah, because there's a distance there or something. I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, there's definitely a distance. I have no problem speaking, and I have no problem talking on the radio for like I did for years and speaking to large crowds. But yeah, so even as a leader listening to this podcast, get out of your comfort zone. I mean, most of you know that because you wouldn't be in ministry if you have to step out of that. But it's not easy for anybody, especially if you're introverted. So anyhow, my wife is an extrovert, so that's not a problem for her. But anyhow, so nurture new connections. That's what all we're saying here. Simple stuff to do. You could simply do a follow-up email or a phone call. New events coming up, like you just mentioned, Steve, maybe an Easter, maybe Mother's Day coming up soon. Small group events coming up. It doesn't have to be a real elaborate, but just reach out to them. Let them know that, hey, we saw you. We know who you are. We know who you are. And we do want you to feel loved. We want you to know that we're glad you came and we appreciate you coming. Prayer request, maybe ask them if there's anything, maybe send them an email or whatever, asking, hey, is there anything we can pray for? Those kind of things. You'd be surprised people open up to that, even if they're not believers. All right. So that's number one.
Number two, deepen existing relationships.
Yeah. So this is, if you've worked really hard to pull Easter off, especially if you had to do some special stuff, or stuff, maybe even just special maintenance stuff that you've been putting off, you chances are you work pretty closely with some people, right? I mean, whether it's your tech team or the music team or the greeters, or even just people that came to volunteer to, hey, I'll help clean the church because I know we have Easter coming up. I'll help cut the grass or work on the landscaping. Chances are you got to know those people maybe a little more. And so it's an opportunity to grow with them as well, to get to know them better, to build stronger bonds with them, to really take it to the next level, so to speak.
I'm doing a little of that today. I host and lead a small group, and our small group leader, which I really don't know, I mean, I would consider fairly new to the church. He's probably been there 3 years, but not been around, not an old codger, like, or not been there when we were, super tiny. Anyway, he said, "Hey, I want to meet you for coffee or lunch today." And I said, "Sure."
Yeah.
So it's another way to, and I really don't know him. I don't know his background, so that'll be good.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great opportunity, I mean, to really to move forward there. That. So take advantage of those opportunities. You work with somebody closely, maybe temporarily, perhaps, or maybe all the time, but take it to the next level. It's a great opportunity. Number three, reflect and refine. Reflect and refine. So what do we mean by that?
It's we used to call it doing a post-mortem, right? Or
It's not dead yet.
in my corporate world, it was called a, we did this big presentation and let's do the post-mortem. How
Well,
did we do?
yeah.
What did we do well, and what did we do?
Yeah.
What could we improve on? It was kind of that was the theme, but it kind of got this reputation of a post-mortem.
So, sounds a little sarcastic to me, but anyhow. And believe me, I know sarcasm. This is actually really important because, it's good to get with the team, and maybe you need to meet with several different people. But as a leader, you need to reflect and refine. So how did things go? How did and not just cutting it up and ripping people up or saying, ah, you missed your cue there, and we brought the donkey in, and somebody didn't turn the lights on. I'm making reference to there's a church here in town that used to bring animals in for their Easter services. But anyhow, it's not just it's encouraging people. It's what went well, how did things go, and what went well, what didn't go so well, how can we fix that for the next thing we do, how can we refine it, how can we improve what we're doing, and it does not have to be an intense deal. but it can certainly be important to get a little bit debriefing. And I used to do
Yeah.
this all the time, and it
I
really
would assume
helps.
my church does. I mean, with their staff,
We used to
you know,
do. I
what
was
went
on
well,
staff.
what didn't go well, you know, for the big events. So
We actually would
Easter.
do it Monday mornings. I mean, I was when I came back, with the second coming of Phil Thompson, when I came back to Alive, in 2008, 2009, I was with them for a while, and Mike was there, Mike Gray, who people have heard on the podcast here and works with us now. We would sit down and we would do it every Monday for everything, but especially for Easter, especially for big events. And that was always the thing, and I'll say it again because it's still kind of a funny thing. Because and that is, we'd ask how it went, and somebody would always say, "Well, it felt really good," but that's not. There's more to it than how did it feel? How did the service feel? Well, it felt good. Well, okay, but show me the numbers. I mean, did we have people show up? Did we have second timers, third timers? Did anybody become a Christian? How many people prayed? Did anybody sign up for small groups? Looking at those kind of things is, and people say, well, it's not about the numbers, but I've always said this: if you don't think it's about the numbers, do you count your money? Do you count the offering? I mean, you want to, numbers do reflect. No, numbers aren't the only indicator that you're doing well, but it certainly is something to look at. Anyhow, I'm beating that drum too hard probably, but you know what I'm getting at, right?
I definitely metrics.
Well, we're both kind of metric people. I think you're even more so than I am, but I think it's important. I do think it's important. It's not the only thing to define how you're doing, but it is something to at least look at. All right, shall we move on?
We should.
Everybody's done with this, right? What's the fifth one or four? Oh, wait, we're number four, right?
Or four, keep the flame alive.
Keep the flame alive. Well, we had this big Easter service. Hopefully it went well. Hopefully people were encouraged with hope and renewal and, the idea of transformation. But it really does go on from there, right? It's more than just that. It's not just a single sermon, a single teaching, but this is where you can actually go on with your a series, that we used to do this all the time is, let people know what's next. How can we keep going now that we've got some people encouraged here? What kind of a message series, or what are you going to be preaching on next? Or small group studies.
Or, you know, we're real big on the church that we're part of is next steps for each individual. So they're going to be different for each person, but they encourage everyone to be able to take that next step.
What's the next step? What define what the next step is? And as you said, it can be different for people, but it's still very important. So it's again, it's not just exhaling. Look, you worked really hard. You do need to take a break, I'm sure, but at the same time, you don't want to just drop the ball. You want to keep moving on this thing because you have people that showed up and they're ready to move on. The people that
Exactly.
showed up. The people that showed up, they didn't necessarily probably put the effort and work in. So they're not worn out, they're not tired from working hard to get this Easter thing off. They just came and enjoyed it. So they're ready to move. Many of them are ready to take the next step.
Exactly.
Even if you're tired as a leader. So you got to kind of move on here. We've talked about resting and all that stuff in other podcasts, so we won't move on with that, but keep the flame alive. All right, so we've talked about nurturing new connections, deepening existing relationships, reflecting, refining how things went, keeping the flame alive. Number five, for those
Number
of you keeping
five,
score.
share the stories.
So this is I think really important, and you may have to dig a little bit for this, but there's probably some people that have some very interesting stories of how Easter changed their life, or how coming to your church has encouraged them, or how meeting people, and having prayer with somebody really made a difference in their life. Those stories are there, but sometimes you have to cultivate them. So you're going to have to dig a little bit and find out where they're at. But this is why small groups are important, those kind of things are different relationships.
That's true. I mean, and our church does. I wonder how much churches are able to get the stories. I mean, we'll have video testimonials, and it's typically somebody that's telling their story. And but I wonder, how did people in leadership in the church find out that that story existed? So it's you got to kind of be intentional about getting to know people. I would think small groups would be another good resource for that, hitting up small group leaders and yeah, and just finding those stories and then connecting with the people that are willing to tell their story.
Yeah, I think that's true, and it does take cultivation. You really do have to sometimes work hard at it, but they're out there, and I think that even running a little bit of I don't know if you want to use the word advertisement, but maybe even mentioning from the pulpit or from your announcements or your bulletins or whatever to say, hey, what's God doing in your life? Tell us what God's doing in your life, and let us know if you have a story. Let us know what's going on in your life right now, and then have somebody interview them people. Again, everybody's different. So I'm not talking. I mean, video is great if you could do video. If there's somebody's willing to talk about something on video, that's wonderful. You could put it on social media. You can do a lot of things with it. You can even show it there in the church if they're willing. But get somebody to interview them or at least talk to them. Maybe not a formal interview, because that can be intimidating for people, but at least get some information. What's going on in your life? Tell me what happened. Tell me how your life has changed. And then somehow or another, document it in some form, whether it's video, whether it's audio, or just a paragraph or something. Those things mean a lot.
Yep, and that's I mean it kind of brings back to the satisfied customer is the best marketing for your business. And in the same way, somebody with changed lives and real life stories that people can relate to is going to really be significant for your church. So,
Yeah, it really does. And it encourages other people, And if somebody hears a story, they go, well, that's something similar to that happened to me. Let me tell you what happened to me. And so those kind of things can build. They can build momentum. And before you know it, you've got,
I'm in a similar situation that they were before, whatever happened. And maybe I can talk to them or,
It's all about relationships. And so when people share what's going on in their life, it can build bridges to other people, which leads to relationships, to at least in some capacity. All right, so share the stories, and then the sixth one is embrace the ongoing mission. So as we've already said, Easter, a very significant event, but again, it's just one of the many events that can happen that can really build for your church, can really encourage people in the mission, can really help you grow your church, and not just grow with numbers, but grow people spiritually.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that's it's a year-long endeavor, right? So we have it in our pre-meeting, the one of the people always says, "Why are we here?" And the answer is because everyone spends eternity somewhere. So it's just kind of a that's why we're here. So it's not a one-time event. It's an ongoing thing.
It really is, and it's about connecting people with God, connecting people with each other. Those are very important things, and that's really what people are looking for today. We've talked in other podcasts and other blogs about Generation X and all these different generations, Generation Z coming up, and how they're maybe the interest in church is waning a little bit for these different generations compared to what it was for ours. But they're all looking for relationships. They're looking for, we'll use the word again, authenticity. They're looking to be real with somebody, and they're looking to connect and make friends. That's really what they're looking for. And that's how I actually became a Christian many, many moons ago, was I had somebody I worked with who I became very good friends with, and that opened the door,
I think that's very common.
opened the door for me to be involved in ministry later on. So not too far. So there, yeah, that's it. So, it's Easter's done now. Now what? So after Easter, well, here's some things to think about. And this is why, we mentioned this earlier, and this is why it's a lot of work doing church. It's a lot of work doing ministry. We get that here at streamingchurch.tv because all of us here have been involved in ministry at some capacity. We know it's not easy and it can be draining at times. That's why it's always good to take breaks at certain times too. But we'll get to that later. So anyhow, if we can help you in any way, please let us know here at streamingchurch.tv. I do want to let you know that we do have a webinar coming up, and it is April 16th, and it is called the 10 Commandments of Streaming Video. And one of the things that I think is appealing to me about this webinar is that these are some 10 very important points that actually can make your job easier. If you're involved in streaming ministry, if you have streaming ministry at your church, maybe you're not involved in the tech team, but you're a leader and you're frustrated at times because of glitches and issues that pop up. This webinar can help your team, can help you, because
Yeah,
when things go well, life gets easier, right?
yeah,
So,
and it's not only making sure it goes well, it's making sure that it's effective as well. So,
yeah, effective. Not only keep your tech problems down, but also help you do what you do better to reach more people and help your streaming video actually be much more powerful and effective, as you said. So that is happening April 16th. That's coming up. And you can go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv and you can sign up. It is free. It'll be about a half hour long, maybe a little longer. And we'll be there to talk to you about it. And we'll even do some Q&A afterwards. Sign up for the webinar and tell your friend about it. Webinar.streamingchurch.tv. That's the domain to go to. And that's where you can reserve your seat. So there you have it.
all right, awesome.
Good deal. All right. Well, he is Steve Lacy. I'm Phil Thompson. And as I said earlier, if we can help you with anything, that's what we're here for. We're more than just a company that does streaming video. We do a lot of things and are all related to ministry and church stuff. And so if we can serve your church or help you in any way, please reach out to us. Just go to streamingchurch.tv. My name is Phil Thompson. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us today on the Church Solutions Podcast. We'll catch you again on another episode. Please take care of yourselves and each other.